Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is episode 46 for October 16th, 2013. This is not your typical podcast. This podcast is for someone who knows they have a problem and wants to get rid of it. That's been plagued with porn for years, and now it's time to turn away and follow God. It's been quite a long time since I've spoke to you last. Hopefully you're doing well, quitting porn and not looking at it anymore. It's going to be very difficult not to think about it again, but hopefully you've resisted those temptations. I have a verse that stuck out to me today from Psalms. It's actually a few verses under Psalm 17, so I'd like to read that to you and talk a little bit about that today. Now, you may not have this same translation, whether you like this version or not. It may or may not be good for you, but this is the New Living Translation. It says, under Psalm 17, O Lord, hear my plea for injustice. Listen to my cry for help. Pay attention to my prayer, for it comes from honest lips. Declare me innocent, for you see those who do right. You have tested my thoughts and examined my heart in the night. You have scrutinized me and found nothing wrong. I am determined not to sin in what I say. I have followed your commands, which keep me from following cruel and evil people. My steps have stayed on your path. I have not wavered from following you. I am praying to you because I know you will answer, O God. Bend down and listen as I pray. Show me your unfailing love in wonderful ways. By your mighty power you rescue those who seek refuge from their enemies. Guard me as you would guard your own eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Protect me from wicked people who attack me, from murderous enemies who surround me. They are without pity. Listen to their boasting. They track me down and surround me, watching for the chance to throw me to the ground. They are like hungry lions, eager to tear me apart, like young lions hiding in ambush. Arise, O Lord, stand against them, and bring them to their knees. Rescue me from the wicked with your sword. By the power of your hand, O Lord, destroy those who look to their world for their reward, but satisfy the hunger of your treasured ones. May their children have plenty, leaving an inheritance for their descendants. Because I am righteous, I will see you. When I awake, I will see you face to face and be satisfied. Now, I know that's quite a handful. It's more than I would normally read, but it really stood out. In particular, verse 2 and 3, where it says, Declare me innocent, for you see those who do right. You have tested my thoughts and examined my heart in the night. You have scrutinized me and found nothing wrong. And I really hope that's me. And I'm not saying that it is, but that's kind of my hope and prayer, that God looks in my heart and finds nothing wrong. It also says, I am determined not to sin in what I say. And I have followed your commands, which keep me from following cruel and evil people. My steps have stayed on your path, and I have not wavered from following you. I think the key in this is to continue following what Jesus says. No matter how hard this may be for you, it's extremely difficult for me. You really need to push forward. And in my quest to stay porn-free, I think I've done pretty well. I've done exceptionally well considering to where I was a year ago. And to me, that's progress. Now, for you, it may be something different. You may be at the worst point in your life looking at pornography. It's really difficult to get away, and I understand that. But I wanted to give you a couple tips in what may help you that's helped me along the way. One of those things is I got rid of regular TV. Subscription television is fine, Netflix or whatever you use, but really guard what you watch there. I find it to be the commercials that really make it difficult and may lead to you looking at things you shouldn't. Some of those commercials today have gotten pretty extreme, show things that weren't allowed not too long ago, and they really change the way you're thinking about things, unfortunately. So not seeing those by watching the video, whether it be online or on those different services, really has helped me quite a bit. The other thing is I moved my computer to an area that is more in the public of my family. So hopefully you can do something like that, move it near a window where people could see you if you were looking at things you shouldn't be. That sort of thing really helps discourage you from doing that. And I find that the most difficult time is the first week or two, even up to a month of not looking at it. It's difficult not to stumble from time to time, but that doesn't mean you can't eventually break free from it. God is a forgiving God, and I can only hope that he understands that I come to him in those times. So when I'm feeling tempted, I ask for his help. That's really all you can do, pray and ask for God's help, so that hopefully he can declare me innocent. God, thank you for this time and this opportunity to look to you to help us quit our habits and things we shouldn't be doing. We ask for your strength, that you would help us against temptation every single day. We ask that you would give us that strength every day, throughout the day, and especially when we're tempted. We ask for your help in all we do. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen.